Snort Coffee, episode 106, Tantric Pissing. This week, we are live from Lucille Three Floor at the Bronze Art Studios. And Silky Smooth walks out of the Waffle House. Then we discuss Twitter-loving babies, if lady parts look the same, and good lawyering. You can text 937-551-1040 for a good time. Easy like your taxes. I think that is it. Thanks for listening.
You can't control how much you get, but it's, you're not cutting shit up. It's great. Those little Vias are great too, but they're fucking strong as shit.
The
Starbucks
espresso.
Yeah.
Fresh pod.
I use the other one for the thingy.
There's one still thingy. One behind you.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
We need to finish off that last one.
Open? Wow,
seal.
Look in.
Wow.
For her pleasure.
is the mixer good there?
I think so.
Yeah. Probably shouldn't ingest coffee that way either.
You got an extra?
Yeah. You can try to keep that in the middle.
Yeah.
That's good enough.
You can reach that.
What do you think of that? All right.
I've got my tools as well. I can find them.
They're in
my pants.
Wow.
Ah. Scoop your nose out with that?
Yeah. Clear the path.
So.
I was going to tease something.
Oh, okay. Tease it.
Baptist preacher intro.
In trouble?
Intro. I wrote.
Oh, okay.
I'm not doing it on this episode.
Good opportunity to badmouth a preacher.
Christine, I read it to Christine. She had me take out like a whole paragraph. She was like, that's, it was funny, and then that's blasphemous there, and you should take that out.
Oh, you edited for blasphemy?
Just like,
we edited.
Like, you know how you knock on wood?
Yeah.
That's sort of how I felt about it. Like, I don't really, but why?
Well, I won't say God doesn't exist. I mean, I think that's just as bold of a statement. Fucking church is here.
It's 8:33.
Hello? What's up?
We've got a live calling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trail of black bullet before it hit your nose.
Yeah, I'll do that and send it to you.
Oh, apparently cool. It was just a shadow. Right,
let us.
Anybody been to Waffle House lately?
Pretty boring calling. welcome to Snort Coffee. We got Silky Smooth, Joel Train, me. Hello.
Good intro.
Hello.
No, haven't been to Waffle House lately.
Yeah, I hadn't either.
Have you?
Well, kind of. So I went to an auction today. And then I went to visit my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came to podcast. In between grandma's and podcast, I intended on eating food.
Big day.
It was, actually. So I went to Waffle House. Just like, you know what? I haven't been to Waffle House forever. And I want to see if I'm going to have this heart attack or not.
It's a place to have food.
So, yeah. It is a place to have food.
I've made some of those same food choices.
Have you?
In the last, like, couple days.
Nice.
I'm just, ooh, why did I?
Oh, not. I'm
well,
at,
I'm going to see if let's see this thing.
This heart attack.
See if we can break a clog free, you know?
There you go. I'm tired of waiting, you know? So I decided Waffle House, yum. Wife never wants to go there. I'm eating by myself, going to Waffle House. Anyway, go in, sit down, take forever to get dude just to ask me what I want to drink. Get a cup of coffee, finally comes back, takes my order. Simple order. 3 eggs scrambled, hash browns, dry white toast.
Almost unfuck-upable.
You would think.
Less hand jobby, please.
First time difference. I've heard that. Yeah. and dude waits like 10 minutes before he even fucking calls it to the grill.
Like you could have called it or way earlier. Nice.
Yes, I should have. Yeah. That would have. That
you
was
never know when your customer used to work in that industry and knows, like, is watching you, like, you're still not going to put that fucking ticket up, dude? Like,
yeah.
It's a good point. Yeah. It's a good point. And the cook's like the slowest cook at Waffle House ever, which is, it doesn't happen, right? I mean, it's Waffle House.
It's typically pretty speedy.
Yeah. But, so I finally just fucking stood up and walked out after 30 minutes of waiting for food.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have a theory on why your cook was so bad.
Because I was white?
Well, maybe. What I went theories. In the afternoon, right?
Evening. It was afternoon.
What time?
7:15.
Okay.
I'd say that's
that still would be their
evening.
Second shift. My theory is this. Yeah. Their third shift is dope because they get drunks and they need, like, so that's what they, that's like their, that's their mid-level.
Sure.
And then first shift, because that's breakfast and that's really what they do,
sure.
would be their top guy.
Uh-huh.
So second shift is probably where they keep the third string. And I think maybe.
That's a very, very
good
Could
explain
point.
The waiter, too.
That's a very valid point. I like it. I like it. Very good theory.
Because I like Waffle House, I wanted to come to their defense a little bit because
well,
they're not racist.
Well, this is the first time I've attacked them. On air. Well, no.
Remember that time you fought the Waffle House at the corner of 75 and Kings Mills? That was wild. That was a wild thing.
Oh, King. No, that's not the one we used to hang out in. 71 Kings Mills.
Oh, okay.
That's the one we used to hang out in.
What did you say?
75.
75 in Kings
Mills. I was trying to name that one over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, 71 in Kings Mills was our joint back in the day.
5 in Kings Mills, so it's definitely.
Have we ever talked about Perkins on this show?
I think. Yeah,
not
I don't know.
Coffee, though.
No, that's true.
Not this show.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he used to work at Perkins, and that's why I said the short order cook thing, too, because I would.
Yep.
At first, I was like, how did he. Oh, wait, I would know if I were watching my guy and already pissed off. I'd be watching to see when he dropped the fucking ticket as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, but at Waffle House, they even call it out. You know what I mean? So you can't miss
that's
it.
That's true, yeah.
And that's what the beauty of Waffle House is supposed to be. Honest, pure food. Customer, waiter, cook. I see
that's
it all.
That's on the sign.
Fucking
it.
Make it happen.
Honest, pure food. I've seen it.
Made me so angry.
I was trying to come up with a Steak and Shake slogan, but I can't. Like, we cook it in front of you so you know it's good or some shit like that. I don't remember
but
what it
they
is.
Don't. Oh, I guess they
kind of do. Yeah.
As much as Waffle House, I'd say.
I'd say not as much as Waffle House.
All right, but just by like 15%. Like, not.
Okay. Okay, 22%. I was at the counter at Waffle House, so like you should get the fast service there, right?
Right, you're close.
Wow,
yeah.
You were at the counter?
I was.
Wow.
I love the counter at Waffle House.
Huh.
It takes time to get used to it.
I bet.
Like, it's like you kind of
part where
there.
You can't smoke anymore. That part sucks.
Well, that does blow, certainly.
That's not a counter-specific issue, though.
No, I guess not. Just the counter seems like it'd be better suited to smoking.
Yeah.
And hanging out.
And hanging out,
like,
yeah.
And maybe that was the problem. Like, oh, this guy's got a knife.
Yeah, look at him.
I always liked hanging out at booths.
He can't have anything
that's
to do.
Multiple people.
There's no way that guy's headed to a podcast. That's what they thought. So, yeah, that was disappointing. So I ended up fucking leaving, and I went to Tim Hortons.
Did you pay for your coffee?
I did not pay for my coffee.
Way to go.
Lucky I didn't fucking turn the jukebox over. Take that in your crappy waffle songs.
What was something bad happened at a Waffle House recently?
Besides
something,
my
something,
lack of
you
service.
You can say that, I think, since the first Waffle House opened up, at any point in time from then until now,
oh,
you
yeah,
can
sure.
say something bad just happened at a Waffle House, and you'd be right.
That's true.
Yeah, I think so
I'm not sure what I'm referring to, but I'm still right.
Somebody stabbed, shot.
Something like that.
I would say thrown into a fryer, but Waffle House has no fryer.
Did you ever see the video of the like KFC or something being robbed?
No.
And somebody comes out,
from what my understanding is, they had a big thing boiling. It wasn't oil, but it was water.
Nice.
Literally like a...
Wow.
I mean, it was, you know, probably 7 gallons. It was a lot of water. And some dude comes in and sort of is dealing with the register person, and then somebody just like runs out from the back. So they've got all that momentum, and then they sort of hit the counter and just dump it, and the dude just collapses in a heap.
That's awesome.
And then 5 to 7 seconds sort of gets up and staggeredly just gets the hell out of there.
They fast times his ass.
Nice.
And that's sort of a defense. That's like a nuclear option when compared to the dudes that go into the gas stations and get a thing of hot coffee.
Yeah, it's the
and
fast time.
Wait until that's fast times.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that had a name.
Yeah, fast. You never seen? Have you seen that?
They do it in fast times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah, the end of it, Spicoli.
Wow!
Blast somebody with coffee. At the end, a robber.
That totally blows my mind, man.
Yeah.
I did not realize.
He gets a bunch of money, and he spends it. Oh, no. He saved Brooke Shields from something and spent all of his money hiring Van Halen for his birthday party. Maybe.
A waste. I know. That's right. Yeah. Asshole. Yeah. Spicoli. Dumb fuck.
Don't they only give him $35? See? Because that's what I would pay. For Van Halen. Sorry. Horrible thing to do to who?
Counter person.
You're killing me, dude. Seriously. Go with the arm, please. Yeah. It like
let me adjust.
When you listen to like any of the MASH recordings, it's really poppy because I think we're fucking around shit too much.
Really? But we didn't have these mics for
No.
As a rule.
But moving that shit around might be bad.
Okay.
And I don't
also
think it's as bad
as he's adjusting.
Yeah, I don't think it's as bad when you're moving with the arm.
Okay.
I could be wrong. I don't know.
His pants.
We'll see when I eventually listen to it. Yeah, sorry. I'll pull him up now. I don't have a zipper to make a noise with. What up, fellas? Waffle House, huh?
That's it, man.
Baloney.
Yeah.
Was that your hour? Because...
I was just 10 minutes of my hour. If you want me to keep going on crazy hopped up silky smooth hour, I will, but I wouldn't if I were you.
I want to apologize about a set of recorded shows that we lost. I think it was December episodes from, they would have been like 85 through 89 or 90 or something like that. They will be the super secret scuba diving?
Scuba.
Extraordinaire or something like that?
Yeah.
Because the sound is really terrible. I've made the mistake a couple times of if you record a track and then record another track while that first track is still on the screen, it seems to make it go all scuba divey, and I don't know why. But we lost that. There was some shit being talked about, but you could probably listen to that super secret one if you'd like.
And be annoyed and not entertained.
Both. Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
usually
right.
We only hit one of those.
No, I think we hit them both.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I talked about getting a divorce from the wife. That was exciting. She's now officially moved out. That's exciting. I moved my bed back into my bedroom today, which is exciting.
Nice.
So clean and nice. Lovely. That's about it, really. I think we had an interesting conversation on death that we lost, but...
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, it's waiting for us all in the end, so...
That's true, yeah.
This is the one where we told... Joel fucking made it hilarious about telling kids about death.
I don't know.
That everybody dies. Your grandma and grandpa will probably be first. It was horrible. Horrible, horrible things.
That's funny, because I recently saw Joe's kid. And, like, it was in the crib, like, sitting there, and I was trying to, he was taking a dump, and I don't know what to do,
Who was taking a dump?
Joe was taking a dump.
Joe, not the baby.
No, not the baby. I don't think. So Joe's taking a dump, and I'm just trying to keep the baby's attention and keep it from fussing and crying. So I read a Twitter account for a little while.
Nice.
And that didn't work.
Babies love that.
And then I started going into the, because you can say whatever.
Yeah, pretty much.
They don't understand what you're saying. Yeah. So I went into the, like, well, I guess this is soon enough to introduce you to mortality. Like, everything around you is, and went into that.
Start strangling him.
Something, you know, to keep the baby. So I practice what I preach is what I'm saying. I get it out there. I put the message out.
Nothing like learning the truth at 3 months old.
Yeah. No, he knows.
Yeah.
It's good.
Do you ever look at babies and be like, you've got a lifetime of bullshit ahead of you? I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have brought you into this world.
A little bit, maybe. Yeah.
I have no children, so.
Yeah. I see that a little bit.
That I claim.
I don't know. They just seem annoying. And, I mean, I guess they'll be running stuff when I die. I'm still at that age. But the further I get from that, the more I just, like, whatever.
I mean, once you're, yeah.
That's the noise I make when I taste a baby.
Yeah, like, once you're 40, then you'll definitely, they won't be in charge when you're, like, on your last, you know what I mean? When you're super vulnerable, because you're super vulnerable at the beginning of your life and at the end of your life, and then in the middle you have some sort of control on some level. But then at the end, you know, I guess if you saved a bunch of money, you still have a fair amount of control at the end. But not control of your bowels, though.
No.
Nope.
Nope, that's over at 45.
That, too, is waiting for us all.
Yes.
I'm used to it.
Some of us get an early start.
Nope.
Good for you, dude.
There's a Snort Coffee shirts.
I've heard.
Yeah, they're pretty sweet.
Yes, they are.
Cheap. I'd say we could probably give one away for the first, like, first person that wants one, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree.
I agree. Pretty cheap. Yeah. We'd all kick in for that.
Do we let? Because here's the question. Then, do we?
I wonder if my breath smells like it. You can hear it like a bunch when I'm.
I worry about that too.
Yeah,
that's why I was like kind of turn my head, but I don't.
Yeah, sorry. I wonder if we.
So, the only way to do it in a to price T-shirts at a price that people would pay is to go to one of these companies and get several of one design.
Yeah, I believe so.
That so
brings it down to
do we
probably less than 15
person,
bucks.
Whoever it is that reaches out and says, I would wear a Snort Coffee T-shirt.
And it takes balls to do so, I think.
Right. Do we? Which I totally agree.
Yeah.
Like, I disagree. I think that it's a conversation starter.
Well, yeah, there's certainly that.
Yeah. That is the beauty of Snort Coffee. There's no doubt.
Right. So, do we give that person the power?
Oh, wow.
To, like, we'll present them with, like, five, like, if any one of these, that one, whatever mine is, whatever Matt picks, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, we all sort of get one in the ring and show everybody.
I gotcha.
So, we give them a set of five that they can pick from. So, there's almost no, there is a variable to it, but they can't fuck up and, you know.
If we're pleased.
We're not letting them design
right,
yeah, one.
It's
right.
It's not going to be like, oh, man. They
right.
The one with the
they
big
fuck
dick on
up.
It.
Yeah. So, so there's it's a no fail.
Why do we even make that one?
I knew that was a bad idea.
And then we print a big run, and we give them the first one. Not a big run.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Big,
yeah.
I mean,
let's
we 10? Print a run of 10.
But still, we're talking about kicking 180 bucks down, right?
Probably, I don't know.
Probably, yeah.
60 is a significant investment.
I think we could probably sell them at cost. I'm not opposed to that necessarily.
Okay.
The shipping to get to somebody else might be an issue.
Right.
This shirt I'm wearing right now was shipped at a pound. I don't know what that means.
We can't.
Shipped out of town? Is that
at a pound. It cost a pound of whatever the fuck that equals out to be.
Huh. That shirt's an LB.
Yep.
That is a big fit, too, and that's after...
Four elbows.
That's after it's been shrunk, right?
And two shirts underneath, yeah.
Wow.
Wow. What was that, extra large?
Yeah.
All right.
Now yeah, but it might not be long enough. Do you want?
Now I know to order the large.
Yeah.
But it's just like a Hanes shirt, right?
Yep, so sure
I can go by Hanes, like my normal Hanes.
Yes, I would assume so, yeah.
But it's cool, too, like, you can get... Like, mine's not full color, but it's printed as full color.
Really?
It's not just like a spot color that you select.
Yeah, that's good.
Like yours is a spot color, right?
No. Mine was how the picture looked.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
then maybe I don't understand, because I don't see any variation in color.
No, it is one solid color.
Oh, okay.
No, it's just one solid color, but it was not a spot color option.
But that's how you made the file. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So in theory, you could see the variation of the grounds?
I would imagine, yeah. I don't see why not. I would, my thought would be, here's your options, pick one and we'll send it to you, more than pick one that's going to be the first run of a bunch of shirts.
Okay.
Either one would be fine.
I like the first run.
It's kind of exciting.
Right. Not only do you win a shirt.
It's a good contest.
You win decision.
Yeah.
But it's only good if all three of us design a shirt and they're forced to choose from three options without knowing.
Right.
Without knowing who did what.
Yeah. Because I'm sure that would skew.
Yeah, there's certainly favorites, I'm sure.
I'm picking Silky Smooth because he's a badass. And he's silky and smooth.
That's who I'd go with.
Yeah, I would too. I'd explain Silky Smooth to somebody.
Really?
How do you explain Silky Smooth to somebody?
Because I was like, it's like calling a fat guy tiny. And then they're like, oh, okay.
That's a good
because they're like, it doesn't make sense.
Concise way of doing it.
Yeah. Because they didn't see me as silky nor smooth.
Somebody listened and said, why do they call you Silky Smooth?
No, not really. Actually, I made that entire thing up. I just thought there might, you know, come a day when I would have to explain it. And I would use that. It's like calling a fat guy tiny. So thanks for blowing that.
Well, now they know.
So you were planning
a
response to an unasked question.
Yeah, and actually I do that a surprisingly large amount.
I do it too. I think it's a mistake to do.
Do you?
I mean, on stuff, if you have some reasonable certainty that the question will be asked of you, then I suppose it's worth the time and the brain stuff. But I find that most of the ones that I ask myself or, like, prepare for myself is shit that's never, like, I'm never going to be, you know, verbally assaulted by the dude who doesn't like me at work or whatever. Like, that's just probably not going to happen. A ninja won't come up to me at the grocery store and ask why they don't sell kiwis.
Good point.
I'm not going to waste my time thinking about the ninja.
See, I waste my time thinking about ridiculous stuff. Like, I'm in Brookville looking for a place to go eat. I obviously made the wrong choice. And I was sitting in this parking lot talking to the wife on the phone and thinking about going into some place. And then I look over and there's a cop in the Chinese restaurant. And I thought about going there because I figured cops know good places to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly.
That's a good point.
And then I held a whole conversation in my mind where I had to explain that to him as though I would go in and ask him, hey, where's a good place to eat? And he'd be all offended. Yeah. Like, why the fuck would you ask me? I'm a cop. And I'd be like, because you're a cop and, you know, you're out and about a lot. And so, yeah, I held the whole conversation in my head. Never going to happen.
Right.
So
yeah, you need to let those go.
Yeah. I do fake conversations with cops pretty regularly.
Yeah, me too.
I get a couple of those, yeah. Right.
Just like, okay, if this guy pulls me over, here's what I'm going to say. I was doing this, and that's why I'm in this neighborhood.
I've got a baby in my trunk that's trying to get out. I can't let it out till I stop, so I got to go.
No, I didn't hear anything coming from the trunk.
Should we get Snort Coffee shirts with our names on the back? Like our things, like baseball players? That'd be sweet.
That would be sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Only if we can get, like, the iron-on puffy letters.
Weird.
Like, I'm sure we can still get those from the 70s, right?
Yeah, probably.
We just call up the 70s and we're like, yeah, my baseball team needs
the
a t-shirt.
The first big purchase we need to get is we need to, like, throw down $50 or whatever and get 100 bumper stickers. It can't be much more than that.
Yeah, bumper stickers are probably cheap.
Yeah.
I've not investigated, but yeah. Yeah.
Easily.
And then start slapping them motherfucking everywhere.
Yeah.
100 for $50, I'd say. Yeah, slapping them on everything, right?
That's what I'm thinking.
Except for what, you know, you can't put them on a stop sign, right?
Only on churches and schools and other, like, state or federally owned property.
Those are the things we can put them on?
Things, yeah. But not on anything else. So stop signs are cool. Schools, definitely. Right. Churches, absolutely. Public universities, yes. Private universities, no. So
they're a little snooty for us anyway, I think.
Right. I don't think they're going to. Well, that's
whatever. Yeah. This shit's Ivy League.
Oh, we do snort good coffee.
Exactly. But, you act like you're not a snob, but Starbucks coffee in your nose, isn't it?
We got a question. A question on Twitter feed of Twitter at Snort Coffee. What's the best coffee to snort?
Beaumont.
The thing made me think of two things. Number one, it made me want to try hazelnut because I don't really like drink hazelnut.
Yeah.
But it smells nice. Like it would be fun.
The smell's nice, and it's going right there. So.
Right.
I don't know. I think flavored coffees are going to be a mistake.
Well, this is the other thing that it made me think of. It made me distrust Folgers because they have Folgers flavor crystals.
Those goddamn crystals.
And I don't think I want. I just want coffee. I think it's probably
in the past
to grind your own.
Really. Ingesting crystals has not proven to be very good.
Why? What's wrong? What's
wrong
with crystals?
All the crystal I've ever done turned out horrible.
Pepsi Crystal, Crystal Meth.
Fuck, you're right.
I mean,
that's all you had to say. Yeah, you got two. That's
it. You got two winners. Yeah. Do you have any losers?
Nope.
All right.
Like real crystals that people hang off necklaces because they're dirty hippies that you can't touch, those kind.
Oh, that might be bad, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think
I
can start one of those.
I think most of those are made of meth.
They're good. Oh, okay.
Grind it up.
Yeah, okay.
It's just like coffee. You wouldn't snort a whole bean.
True. Yeah.
Don't be ridiculous, okay. Dude.
All right.
I'm pulling that thing out from my rearview mirror when I get in the car.
Do you have a hippie glass thing?
Yeah.
Do you?
No, I don't.
No, that's too bad. I did.
Yeah, I had one too at one point in time. Yeah.
Recently.
Don't touch it.
It's all hippied up.
Plus, there's probably a lot of resin on the outside of that thing. It's going to be sweet.
Is that how they make those? They break.
Yeah, hippies take them and they like hang it in the middle of the circle, and they all do whatever they do, and gets dust and stuff all over it. It's weird.
Like ecstasy.
No, it smells like ecstasy.
Yeah, I just got back from a rave. That'll wear off. It'll go back to crack.
Oh, that reminds me. Damn, I wanted to put that in the show note. Potentially the worst thing I ever did to somebody.
Clapping on the show?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Turn on the lights, dude. Come on.
The clapper.
I got you.
There you go. Criminy.
They're on, I think. Leaving a dude at a rave.
Fuck yeah, I was there, dude.
I know you were.
Who got left?
Oh, who was it Kevin?
No.
No? Who the fuck was it?
I would never leave Kevin at a rave. That'd be
Fun. Who was it? We totally left him.
He didn't really know that well. He worked at...
That rave was ridiculous.
It was so stupid.
What do you mean stupid? Define...
It was just a ridiculous
rave.
It was so silly.
On drugs. That's probably the biggest mistake. Yeah.
But weren't there like people running, like naked people running through the crowd, just throwing ecstasy everywhere?
No.
I've never been to a rave.
Maybe
we're that's what I've been told about.
A lousy rave.
We might have just been way too conservative.
That's what 2020 said. Is that there's just naked gay dudes just chucking fistfuls of ecstasy everywhere in every corner of
training
EMW hall that they ran out.
I've never tried ecstasy, but if a naked dude's going to throw it at me, I'm going to open my mouth.
Yeah, that was a weird time. Wasn't a fucking Run or DMC spinning records there?
What?
Yeah. What somebody
not
from
that I knew?
Yeah, somebody from Run
I'm
DMC.
Going back. Hold on.
It was I think it was the dude that died.
No way.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
All right.
Yeah, I think he was there, but
well, then we're lame.
No, it was a fucking terrible time.
That's what I thought too.
It was stupid.
I thought maybe I was wrong.
Did we roll into my Skylark to do that shit?
I think we were fucking driving my No, it was post Skylark. It might have been Ford LTD, but I don't even think that's right. I think it was whatever I was driving early.
Those are both good cars.
Woodworking days.
I want to know who the dude was.
His name was Mike.
Mike.
Worked with him at the wood
there?
Shop. No, I saw him after. I worked
did you really? Oh, nice.
With the guy.
Was he pissed?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like, it wasn't left really our fault, though.
You can only look around this. It was a warehouse bigger than this one, right? It was a bunch of big rooms. Yeah. Not that the listeners really know what this warehouse looks like, but a bunch of big open rooms, and then a bunch of DJs in a bunch of those different rooms making a bunch of noise, right? There's like a house
by 30 yards rooms, right? Maybe a little smaller.
That's probably about right. There's one big room, and then, and there's several smaller ones.
Smaller ones than that.
DJ's playing different kinds of music in each one. There's a house room. There's a fucking whatever.
Chill room, supposedly. That was just kind of a lame room.
But it wasn't that cool.
No, it really wasn't.
What?
And honestly,
that sounds cool. I mean, I'm sorry, but
it wasn't, though. But it's house music, I think, is the biggest problem. House music sucks. In case you don't know, people, house music fucking sucks. Everybody in Europe, listen. House music, it sucks.
I think that's
just turn it off.
I would like to put one person at the table here on the other side of that fence.
I got to say the coolest concert thing I ever went to was in Europe and was a house music type event.
Oh.
And it was fucking badass.
Maybe I'll shut the fuck up about Europe in the future.
Yeah. Ireland, maybe? Yeah, probably.
That's Ireland. Definitely Irish.
Huh? Irish are cool, man. Even for Europeans. I'm not sure if that's an insult to Europeans or the Irish. Or neither. Neither.
Is it just me or all European chicks crazy hot?
Oh, it's not just you.
Okay. They're all crazy hot?
Yeah.
Like crazy hot?
Yeah.
Okay. And like all have really kicking excellent bodies and like just smoking hot.
I think
hot.
That's the key.
Yeah.
What the
I
fuck
think
is
they
it?
They don't have the obesity thing that we have over
okay.
here. And I think
some of them are weird looking, but it's like the nice weird looking.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Like,
I think barring some sort of general weird things that can be like, especially face wise.
Sure.
Outside of that, like 95% of chicks that I see anywhere, unless it's a weight issue or one of those small issues,
I can see that.
Ding, ding, ding.
Are very attractive women.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
I feel horrible thinking that there are women out there thinking, like, I'm ugly, but no, you're not. Look at that, it's ugly, but you're fine. Yeah. Huh.
Who are you pointing to? Fat chick?
Fat chick.
All right.
That leads.
Well, and I think that's big is, I mean, fat. Like, I mean, like, unhealthy is really the way that I'm using that term.
Any chick over 250 or so, like,
right.
You're pretty gross.
You're getting,
I see any chick over 135.
Well, I'm gonna be on this side of the table on that. I'm going to move the marker a little different.
No, even I'm not that bad.
All right, so people look different, right? But
people
they also look the same.
Right. Yeah.
There's people that, like, everybody kind of looks like somebody else in some
I can't
to
tell
some
white
extent.
People apart.
It's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I look like to me.
Is there a look of a chick that you're just like, you're driving around or whatever, and you see a chick drive up next to you or whatever, and you can tell by the chick's face and the way she looks that she has nice boobs?
Mm-hmm. I think I've been burned on that too many times.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm going to have to abstain because I'm a ass man. And so I don't have a strong...
You've seen boobs, though, right?
I have.
Okay.
So
how can
I'm
you
just,
be an
I'm
ass
just
man
abstaining.
If you've seen boobs?
I will say yes to...
There.
I have seen boobs, but I am going to abstain from answering the other question.
You're saying... yeah, chick could have Courtney Cox boobs and...
Courtney Cox
nice
has
ass.
Gross boobs, dude.
I know. That's
my okay. Okay, I'm with you.
You're saying if...
Goodness.
Like,
well,
totally smoking hot chick.
How...
Beautiful ass, but Courtney Cox tits.
I think she's got a bad ass, too, but...
Well, I don't know. I know no real
well, now,
idea.
This is weird because I said the other thing, but I can speak directly to Courtney Cox's boobs.
Okay.
Because I recently saw...
Hello.
I recently saw, and I don't know how old it is, but her kid pulled her top off at the she was in the water at the beach. And they looked.
Same...
She looked like she had a lovely pair of breasts.
I don't think that's true.
Oh, those must have been stunt boobs.
Check your show notes. Yeah.
They're like, they're the pancake boobs.
They're just gross.
They're like, they hang
weird
way
and
low, really flat, and...
That can freak me out, but that is not what I saw. In that photograph.
Right.
It's possible that she's had work done, that we're talking about two totally different sets of boobs.
I would chip in on the Courtney Cox boob job. But she should be able to cover herself.
What's that thing that you could go to online to start a...
Oh, Kickstarter?
Go to Kickstarter.com.
What is that, like a micro?
And kick in $10. Yeah, like...
Micro loan.
Whatever you want to pay to...
Kickstart.com?
I think so.
Like, people will fund my shit?
It might be Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, totally.
They get... You have to, like... Sweeten the pot with some sort of incentive, I think, to make it work.
I don't even,
if you give me $3, I'll send you a picture of my cock, sort of thing.
Something like that. Something along those.
Okay. It's a sweet pot.
That'd be, you have to charge way more to send them.
See, I think I've looked at enough ladies on the internet to potentially notice
this. I can speak to.
Like the same, a similar look, similar like skin tones, or similar like. I don't know, eye shape or nose, face, or
all
yeah,
of them have two arms.
Most of them have two arms, And then there's chicks that are like, you kind of got a gross face, but you have amazing, incredible boobs, you know?
I thought you were just saying the opposite of that.
I don't see a whole lot of gross faces.
No, what I'm saying is I see a chick driving in a car, and I'm like, yeah, that chick's all right. She's not great, but she's kind of cute. But I bet she's got great boobs.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought you were saying. Yeah. I don't think you can tell. I think if we set up a blind boob test that we could, I could disprove your theory.
Remember,
what's the count of chicks though? Like, what kind of ratio do we need for me to be right?
I'll give you 10 pictures, and okay, if you're batting 75%, I'll say you're right.
I think I could do it.
I wish if I had internet, we could probably pull off this boob.
All right. Well, you got homework now. Right. We'll do it for next month.
All right, that's gonna be fun. Yeah. I don't think we should provide any pictures. I don't think that we should put those out there, though.
Oh, no, we can't. That would definitely be
illegal. That would put us...
like
now we're vulgar, but if we put 10... if we show the people that are listening the 10 sets...
What about their faces?
Okay, we just put up their faces, never put up the boob shots, and then just tell people...
That's fine. Yay, nay, yay.
Okay, that's the poll you go through.
Yeah, sounds good.
I just don't want us
good boobs,
distributing
boobs.
Pornography.
Okay.
Right. Right. So that's where we draw the line.
What about...
seems fine.
Yeah.
What about the Courtney Cox's boobs that we just talked about? Should I put those in the show notes or no?
Because I'm pretty sure I can find them. Doesn't that take care of it? Okay. Now, we don't have to... Okay. You don't have to put it in the show notes, so we're not technically distributing anything. Right. But
you can Drudge
Report. It's widely available, yeah. Drudge Report, wherever. I mean, just whatever.
I didn't really realize that until recently. Drudge Report has no content other than links to other places, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
He's made himself pretty famous off of this,
like,
right?
Crazy famous, yeah.
All right. Must be nice.
Does he have bloggers that he doesn't pay? I'm looking at you, Huffington Post.
Oh, is that what Huffington Post is into?
They don't pay any of their bloggers, and they just got sold for, what was it?
Yeah.
To AOL?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Some,
4 months ago, 5 months ago now?
I would imagine.
But isn't it your fault if you're a jackass blogger who's like, I'm going to give myself away for free to Huffington Post?
Get your name out there, though.
Because
there's really no other blog in the world that's as big as that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No
other news
gets
blog,
your name
right?
out there, but I don't know how much. And there's got to be, especially... like, I guess it didn't really stand out as glaringly until it got sold for an exorbitant amount of money. And then it was like, well,
Ariana's rich ass just got crazy richer. And
if you put up 100 or more, if you've written 100 or more blogs for the Huffington Post, you get something.
Here's $100. Yeah.
Yeah.
T-shirt. I just blew Ariana Huffington and it smelled weird.
But her dick was surprisingly large.
But I think Ariana Huffington is attractive.
I don't even know what she looks like. Check your show notes.
I know
I'll
she is.
Out.
She's not unattractive.
She sounds like it. I'll give her
she
that much.
Sound like she would be unattractive.
And European, so what the fuck?
No, whoa. She is.
Yeah, there we go.
She's moderately attractive.
Oh, okay,
but
okay,
she's
okay,
old,
okay.
So that, you know, when we were talking about hot chicks European, we were talking under 30, you know?
Okay.
Under 35.
Okay.
And isn't that weird how... it wasn't that long ago.
This episode
like
is called
35.
Numbers.
Was rough. But now you're like, 40-something.
Kind of hot still.
Yeah. My buddy Josh was like, man, there was a smoking 60-year-old in that other room. Like, wow. I was like, really? I got to go check that out.
I'm super into that, though. I lean in that direction. I'm not.
Yeah. You'd fuck Hillary Clinton, apparently.
I stand by my statement. I stand by my statement.
That sounds weird.
Even Bill Clinton wouldn't. That's a lame joke.
And obviously he would. They had Chelsea.
Once.
He just wouldn't now.
Right. I hate weak jokes, and that was one.
I'm going to go ahead and say the Kenny Rogers look, a little bit played.
Should we retitle this show Weak Jokes?
Wow. I can't buy
it's
that.
It's got a
name.
Good ring to it. We've already got that.
We've already got it for this one? This one's already titled?
No, instead of Snort Coffee.
Change the show name.
Oh,
again.
The show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not going to do it.
Okay. Check. You've got your pocket robot, right? Pocket robot.
Weakjokes.com. I'll look it up.
Yeah. Kenny Rogers look.
What's wrong
with that?
Let's stop doing it.
Do I have to be fat to support the Kenny Rogers?
I don't think so, no.
Just a beard?
Old, white,
both look
goatee-ish
like
beard.
Kenny Rogers right now. Can I say that?
Excellent.
Because you've got serious stubble to the point of beard.
Right.
You're white dudes. This one's dressed like a farmer. You're a little too punk rock to be Kenny Rogers.
I'm dressed like a farmer?
A little bit. Hell? You got that hat. You get the green sweater there.
Oh, that doesn't say John Deere.
Farmers love green, but it reads John Deere. Like it's the same. Right. It's similar, you know.
Damn. I'm all right with that, I guess. I just didn't want to sport any look.
Well, have you guys noticed that there's a shit ton of dudes out there that look just like Kenny Rogers?
No.
Really? I you will guess. Now.
Yeah, I guess Car. So.
There's a shit ton of, like, there's a lot of dudes out there that all white-haired dudes end up looking like Kenny Rogers. Because they get the fucking goatee or whatever the hell he's got and look like Kenny Rogers.
I think.
And I'm saying you should stop.
I'm going more for it. I'm glad it's working. Apparently I'm pulling it off.
Junk.
No way.
Weakjokes.com is available. Can you believe it?
Wow.
That's actually a decent
There you
website.
Go, Halliburton.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Comedy Central, you fucks. Yeah. Send a check.
Seriously.
Damn. I'm kind of getting sick of people ripping me off and me not getting paid. Rip me off all you want, but send me money.
Why should I not just squat this right now? I don't think it would. Would it pay off, though?
I don't know. Somebody might want it sometime, but.
What are they going to pay for it?
Yeah.
They'll just get weaker jokes instead, there and I'll go. Be fucked.
Yep. It is funny. Like, people have tried to climb. Oh, they're running out of names for websites. Like,
no. Not
really?
Even close.
You don't understand the English language in any way, shape, or form.
Every sentence is a website. Just take out the spaces, retard.
Yep. Right,
I'm trying not to say
that. I've been trying to avoid the word retard as well, even as a joke.
Trying to be an adult. I'm not.
When
I'm
I see somebody who is retarded on the street, I still scream retard at them. But otherwise, I'm trying to cut it out.
So they get,
as long as you're...
They got to figure it out somehow, right?
Right.
I think as long as you're consistent. You know what I mean? As long as you have that rule and you follow that rule that you're...
I try.
Oh, you guys didn't...
Whoops.
Hold on. I got piss.
Oh, dear.
I would say 20 minutes of a show, so you let me know when that should be.
Well, whenever you want, dude.
Well,
all for pissing?
Hell of a piss. Wait till I finish this coffee. I'm going 23 minutes.
It just cuts in, like, while you've got a strong stream, and it, like, goes out while you've got a strong and just unbroken in between. How long did it? It was just a segment of, like, a four-day piss. He was channeling, Tom Hanks in A League of Their Own.
I thought you were going Sting.
No. Did Sting take a long pee, too?
No, but he does that other shit that takes a long time.
Oh, the guy who fucks a lot?
Yeah, something like that. No, just fucks long.
What's the name for that sex?
Tantric bullshit.
Tantric, so tantric pissing is what this would be.
Tantric urination. I love it.
Matt practices tantric pissing.
It's just a dribble, but
40 minutes. it's like not waterboarding, because that's a steady flow, but like the Chinese water torture where they drip. It's just that steady, just for days and days. Just like, it's the best piss. It's so good.
I'm doing it right now.
I'm pretty sure I could handle...
Yeah, you could just have a pad in your pants. It wouldn't even change out at lunch.
Nice.
Oh.
Pretty sure I could handle 3 days of Chinese water torture.
I don't know, dude. It looks pretty serious.
Seriously, we're talking one drop on the forehead every few seconds.
If torture is the name, I don't want any part of it. I wouldn't be surprised if it was
bamboo torture.
Feather torture.
That, man.
Oh, no. No, but thank you.
Really? You don't think you can handle that?
I don't think so. I think the being tied down part's going to be make me pretty angry and anxious.
I don't think they even need to tie me. Like, if I start to get up, fine, tie me.
That's part of it, yeah.
But I'll just hang here for now and catch a nap.
I agree that's part of it.
Yeah, you got to have your shit bound to your side so you can't move at all. You're staring up this fucking water and it's going to drip on your head again.
Do I have to keep my eyes open?
Bone naked on a fucking stone, whatever.
It's cold.
Metal table.
You guys are making this sound bad now.
Exactly.
Before I was into it.
Every once in a while, a Chinese dude comes and screams at you.
Bone naked. Oh, that was
uncalled for.
I think bone naked is also
that was Brazilian
strong,
as well.
Just naked down to your skin.
What?
Okay.
Bone naked was strong. Just naked down to your skin.
It's
going to
last
not all the way to the
shorter length torture. So bone naked. Silky Smooth and I are building our bed.
No, we aren't.
Like this. We're building a bed for me. And we got all the crabs for it and went to the White Castle in the hood. There's only one White Castle in town nowadays, right?
Pretty much in this town.
Isn't that right? Is everyone still up there? Okay. Yeah, there's only not that longer. One in the south of town then, or on the south side of Dayton proper. One that's nearby-ish.
All right.
That's not right, because it's pretty far away still. Whatever. It's in the hood. A black community. The only white people around, correct?
I think so.
This White Castle is brand spanking new and nice. Real sharp. Real shiny. Everything looks good.
Still clean.
Still clean. The food was delightful. The service was lovely.
Dude was cool, wasn't he?
Yes.
He even let us smell the candle.
They have a disgusting White Castle candle. White Castle scented candle.
Wow.
That he let us smell.
What did it smell like? Burgers or fries?
What did it smell like? Cinnamon?
Burgers, but you thought it smelled like something else, and I don't recall what that was.
I thought it was cinnamon. There's a little bit of cinnamon or something to it. I don't remember. No, onions. I smelled the onions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The wallpaper border they chose to surround the upper walls of the restaurant was old school White Castle, like happenings in the old school White Castle where it's all bouncing and lots of people and having fun because it's White Castle.
Like 50s drive up?
That sounds about right. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe a little bit later than that, but yeah. Yeah. That's the right kind of deal. Every person pictured in that border, totally white. Every person.
Well, I mean, if it's in the 50s.
Did they not have black people in the 50s?
They just weren't allowed out.
They certainly weren't allowed in a White Castle.
Mm. That's what I was just going to say, man.
All right.
It ain't called Black Castle.
I thought that was weird. And should I have asked dude, like, hey, what's up with all the whiteies on the fucking White Castle wall?
Yes. Yes, you should have.
Really?
Would have gotten a good kick out of it.
I probably would have.
He'd have laughed, I think.
I wonder if, did they notice? They've got to have noticed that.
I'm sure.
I'm going to go with no.
You don't think so? And then do they firebomb the place? Because I'd be pissed if it was like...
They're going to firebomb their own restaurant?
Yeah, man. Right. So at least start peeling border down.
I just figured you'd get a Sharpie. Start coloring some folks
sweet.
In.
Okay. Blackface. every...
Who's going to complain?
No, yeah. You're probably right. I thought that was weird. And what are you doing as a White Castle fucking franchise owner picking out your decoration for the joint?
Right, and you're like,
As you put this joint into the hood.
No. Let's just go with the modern look. No people.
Yeah.
Just the White Castle colors and different designs on the wall.
Do striped border or something.
Because I'm sure he picked from, you know, you can't just put anything up. It's a fucking franchise. They've got to keep a constant look. So there's probably a bank of shit that it was like, he's like, I like the crackers. So fucking slap them up on the wall.
I thought that was weird.
I think that I would imagine that you notice it. But I imagine that you would notice a lot more. Like, you would just... It's a different world, you know what I mean? It's a white person's world. And I don't mean that as my political viewpoint. I just mean that would be... I would think,
that's
yeah.
That's your viewpoint, huh?
And especially, you know, viewpoint was from an African-American perspective, I would guess that me personally, I would be like, wow, like, look at this. It's... I'm sure they look at the term White House a little differently.
Huh.
White Castle.
That's weird.
It's a white man's
world.
Because
it wasn't even long ago. Literally, when we were talking about the 50s, that, like, there were different fucking water fountains.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's true.
It's like when you really think about it, it's not all that long ago.
My grandma still remembers that shit pretty fucking well.
It's like World War II. We're just now getting to the point where people won't remember.
Not giving up his seat.
No, directly.
For her, right?
Beat him with her purse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of my seat!
Like that.
That was uncalled for.
I think that's what it sounded like, though.
No, I'm not saying your comment. I'm saying what your grandma did.
Oh, yeah.
It's
when she
right.
beat that dude with a purse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did she beat with a purse?
That dude that wouldn't get out of her seat in the bus.
Oh.
Fuck, I forgot to roll up the rim.
Oh, man. You almost lost a free car.
It'd be really funny if it was a free car. If I came that close. Oh, I want to please play again.
That's the best one, dude.
You didn't win then.
What do you mean? I get to play again, don't I?
Well, you can play as many times as you want as long as you're buying cups of anything.
I should be going back.
I want 100 cups.
Silky Smooth just left.
Just tantric pissing.
Had a pocket robot for a while now.
Yep, me too.
They've made it damn near impossible.
My hashtag.
Yes, I did. It was sweet. Yeah, I was proud of that. I might have retweeted it.
Good.
I wanna... They made it damn near impossible to pay attention to anything else while using them.
I had to put mine down and away just now because I was like
crazy tunnel vision.
Yeah. And not listening here, the vision part doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Because it's a visual stimuli, but I'm not listening to anything on here, but I'm not hearing anything that's happening in the room that I'm in. I'm hearing it, I guess, but I'm not, like you said, I'm not listening.
I took a picture of the recording weather on the way here and tweeted that, and somehow... I don't know how I got here from
that's so dangerous.
My exit on 35 to 75. I'm like, no recollection of it. I saw that it was a nice sunset, but that was about it.
That's a relatively safe place to do it.
It was, a straight shot.
Well, were you on the ramp? Because it's like a constant curve and there's no like.
That's true, yeah.
So.
You blacked out while driving?
No, it's impossible to do anything while you're paying attention to a pocket robot.
Yeah, distracted driving. I'm not normally a fan of this is a new law and you guys need to get your shit together, but it's seriously.
It's pretty easy to stop paying attention, yeah. It's got a lot of gas applied to it.
Right.
Well, and that's what they came up with, right? Texting isn't illegal, but driving distracted is and always has been and always will be.
There's a lawyer out there that's pretty fucking slick for coming up with that.
Yeah. Good catch-all.
And
if you come up with some new shit later, 10, 20 years down the line that you can do on your phone, you can't fucking do that either. It's distracted driving.
Well,
fucking.
But if you don't get in an accident, it wasn't distracted driving, right? You have to get in an accident for that to be considered.
I think if you drive by a cop and you're looking down at your phone
as you're gently sideswiping
and
him.
Does he take his mirror off?
And I think that I wouldn't be at all surprised if... I know now they can look at your, he sent a text message 3 minutes before he was in this wreck, so...
How many minutes?
Whatever.
See,
minutes.
I think if you got 3 minutes...
No.
I wasn't texting then, was I?
You were...
That's when your car started flipping.
Whoa,
3 minutes later.
Fine. Yeah, distracted driving's the pits. It's not good. I still fuck up and do it sometimes, though.
Oh, yeah. It's too easy, man. Way too easy.
I've gotten better at it.
Swipe. If you've got a pocket robot, swipe is probably the way to go for texting while driving. Because you don't really have to pay attention. As long as you're close, it'll get it.
Huh.
No. Is that an app that'll fill in the blanks for you?
No, you fucking slide your shit around on the keyboard rather than actually trying to find buttons.
Oh, okay.
So you get close and it'll figure it out, basically.
Hmm. Nice.
I haven't tried it, so I won't say anything against it. But
yeah.
Download it and use it while you're driving next.
Yeah. I can't use it as a permanent option, but I think it worked well for that.
It's just encouraging carpooling, because then you can be like, dude, take
text
this.
Text for me?
Yeah.
Well, I just text, take the wheel.
Text
I got to do a text.
I used to do that with my sister all the time. Yeah. She'd be driving, and I'd be sitting in passenger seat driving along. That was pretty fun.
But whenever you're in the driver's seat, you have to, hey, grab the wheel, I got to do this, and then you just pound the gas. Full tilt. And if you get an accident, it's their fault.
Yeah, I wasn't driving.
You were driving.
That's a good idea.
It doesn't work when you get to the cops. Or when the cops get to you.
What you gonna do? Sorry.
when the cops roll down on you.
Fair use.
Law enforcement official.
Bad boy, bad boy. Little way of being an asshole. Dump stuff you would normally take to a thrift store on somebody's porch.
Love it.
I'm pretty sure I witnessed this from my porch. I was out there smoking, and I think I saw somebody unloading the truck onto somebody else's porch, and it just looked like trash. So I thought it was a good plan.
I like it.
I got a lot of shit that can go to the thrift store.
And it's all the way over there, but your neighbors, they're
pretty close. I can walk that over. Sweet.
Do it at night, just fill up the van.
Yeah. Screaming through my show notes. Beware.
Well, we didn't actually read those, so.
When are we going to talk? Are we going to wait to talk about?
Well, we can talk about that whenever. We're about out of time on this.
That's good.
This evening.
6 minutes.
Good, at least.
On Snort Coffee, we occasionally end phrases. This one's long overdue. And I think it seems to be going out, but we need to kill it quicker because it's rough. Somebody said something to me yesterday or the day before. Well, okay. She's like, that's just how I roll. That's how I roll. I'm like, I looked at my watch, and it didn't say, like, 1998.
It's been a while.
That's how I roll, huh? Like, what the fuck are you...
I've never used that seriously. Does anybody use it seriously?
I don't think so, but there's still a context as per most of the phrases we end. There's a way to say something that doesn't work out.
Fair enough. So I can still use it, but only in a humorous manner.
It better be goddamn funny. That's all I know. Better be goddamn funny. Otherwise, no.
What about stuff that pertains to your car?
Or
literally,
hills.
Like, or marbles.
Or marbles or hills.
Like, I think if it's super funny,
okay,
or literal.
Yeah, then, okay.
You know.
That's all right.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll give that to you.
Because, yeah, you're out shooting marbles with your friends. You're like, how'd you do that, man? Hey, it's just how I roll. So.
But you can't say it when you're playing dominoes.
No.
If you, like, slap one down, like, what did you do? You can't say that's how I roll.
No. That's
say something else.
Precisely and only domino motherfucker. Anytime you slap something down, I think. That's what
can
I do.
Use it then?
Domino motherfucker.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I think you're right.
Yeah, anytime I slap something down, I say domino motherfucker.
Have you played dominoes?
I have not.
Okay.
I've knocked them over.
Oh, all right. That's close enough.
It would be hilarious, like, playing, because essentially I imagine that would be like playing Go Fish with somebody, and then, like, only one time do you slap your shit down, but every, just like every little tile you put down, you're like, domino motherfucker! Like, get this... I'm not going to play a full game with this asshole. Every f***ing tile? No. No.
My grandma doesn't like that language when we're playing dominoes.
You're at the retirement home, Austin.
You guys want to say bye? This is a new endeavor for us. Hopefully we've retained our Egghead.com Presents listeners. I would imagine we probably have.
Hopefully learned something from the egghead.com.
Yeah, certainly. I think we've, as time progresses and we've gotten closer to the new Snort Coffee moniker. Pardon me.
There's a monocle?
Pardon me. Yeah, I'm wearing a monocle right now.
How did I not?
It's mighty clear. The shows are funny, I think.
I hope so.
Like, I'm listening right now to 88. I just listened to 88 and 89, which are the two following, preceding immediately after MASH. And while I was under the influence for probably both of them,
right,
I was really laughing hard. Especially at 89, I think, which I don't remember. And it certainly doesn't have a name yet, but I'm pretty fucking funny.
That's good to hear, but... You have, like, very peculiar... It's good to hear, and it's bad to hear. Because it's really funny, it's good to hear. But your tastes are fucking wacky.
That's true, yeah.
And so I wonder if, like, yeah, it's good to hear, but only if you're in
little,
tiny...
Yeah, okay.
So you're saying if it entertains Austin, it's relatively guaranteed it will entertain no one else?
Right. The best we can hope for is it's like Beck.
Okay.
That's the closest like thing that Austin's really into that had enough mainstream success that we could all retire
from the
podcast.
Correct.
Yeah.
Wait. Got a little weird. Did we actually ever bring up, have we bashed Scientology directly yet?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'd like to take this moment to say Scientology, pretty sure you're full of shit.
Just weird. It's like, that's a
weird,
it's pretty
and full of shit,
slick
right?
tax move by L. Ron Hubbard, but.
Right.
That's every church, though.
Well, yeah,
pretty
it might
slick
be.
Tax move
yeah.
by fucking Peter. Is that the one that set up the Catholic Church? Tom?
Was
you
he,
know what?
He did it,
right.
dude. Yeah.
Peter.
Peter probably was it, and he fucking did it.
And he put himself at the pearly gates then, didn't he? He's like writing the book, like, and I'm going to be at the pearly gates.
And I'm going to make sure
you ain't getting in.
Into this joint.
That was a pretty slick dude.
That's bullshit. Yeah. You get up to the gates and you're like, that's bullshit, man. That was just a tax haven. He's like, guess who's not fucking making it in the gates today?
X.
Trapdoor.
That's how I imagine it happening. Totally trapdoor. It has to have, if there's no fucking trapdoor, then there's no heaven.
Do you fall through the clouds and then through, like, through our sky and then through the earth? Is there another trapdoor on earth's ground somewhere that lets you into hell?
Right past it.
What do you mean?
Right on the edge. You just skirt through the atmosphere, burn up twice.
Whoa.
Because you're just getting used to hell.
Well, those clouds must be pretty high.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
They are. They're very high.
Oh, okay.
We've had planes up as high as you're thinking. No heaven.
Okay.
Try higher.
All right. I'll keep that in mind. I've got a hot air balloon that might do it.
That'll get you close.
Okay.
Certainly.
Okay.
Assuming you leave the burner go for like a while.
Yeah. Okay.
Like just.
Well, I thought the burner got you down sometime too.
No.
All right.
You're understanding. You should not be a hot balloon pilot.
A hot balloon pilot. I will not.
Do not pilot hot balloons. Don't do it, Austin.
I'll keep that in mind. So thanks for listening. We ask your patience yet again to get even more adjusted. We may be listening to 107.7 in the background.
Super open to critique.
From
anyone about
I'm
anything.
Pretty sure Snort Coffee as a name is going to draw some listeners, so that should be good.
Yeah, that's
thank you so much for listening. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your grandma, tell people. But expect it to be weird. Like Austin, Texas. All right, bye bye.
See ya.
Bye bye.
Austin, Texas, really that weird?
They're keeping it weird. That's all I know.
Trying to.
Oh, is that their slogan?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that really?
Yeah.
Oh,
keep
well,
Austin weird.
Yeah. All right, I guess I'm down with Austin, and I never really knew it. I drove by once, and I got a good weird vibe. Like,
do what?
I got a good weird vibe
oh, really?
When I drove by.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I think they have weird places, and it's a bunch of, like, it's becoming
weird.
Quickly
it's
a, like a...
Hipster haven?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, does that mean you're weird or lame? Hmm?
We also have off switches, dude.
Fine line.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's probably, they have South by Southwest, which is a giant, giant hipster haven nerd fest. But it's probably a pretty enjoyable time because it's all those dudes getting crazy drunk and probably other stuff.
I mean, if it wasn't for our last conversation regarding hipsters... I would think that I was one, so I'm still not really sure where to be on that whole thing.
You're probably not nearly as technologically advanced as you need to be a hipster.
Damn, there's a lot of requirements for being a hipster, isn't there?
Yeah.
Aren't there?
Yeah, you need to buy a pocket robot, and that'll get you on the right track, at least.
Mm. I don't know if that's going to happen. I'd buy a pocket robot if they didn't charge more, you know?
Well, yeah, there's that.
I don't know if we're moving away from Austin. Oh, yeah. And toward hipsters, but before we leave Austin, I have a theory about that. I heard it was super fucking cool, but I heard that in Ohio. And so my thought is it falls under, what's the Burning Man?
Okay.
By the time we heard about it in Ohio.
It's already done.
It's on the.
That makes sense, yeah.
Cool was done.
I don't know, man. Technology travels pretty fast.
That's true. That has cut down.
Yeah, but I heard Austin was cool 3 years ago.
Okay. Then we're fucked.
Me too.
And it means it's probably not cool
almost
anymore.
From Austin City Limits,
maybe.
Which has been on for fucking ever.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
See, but I never thought that was cool.
The fucking, who is it?
It seemed like a bunch of people standing around thinking they were cool.
The $6 million
Austin
man.
City Limits means to me.
Sam Kennison came out of a, like, They've got like a good comedy scene down there. Oh, really? Remember him?
Huh. He was a dude.
He was on Austin City Limits. Which was really
No, he wasn't from there, but he was.
That's where he made it big.
That's where he made it before he made it to California and went like crazy.
I've got a feeling that Austin is cool for Texas. You know what I mean? Like,
which is only like a percentage point or two cooler than anywhere else on the planet.
Beautiful.